Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water and I think of all the things what you're doing. In my head I paint a picture. Since I've come on home, well, my body's been a mess, and I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of it. Why don't you come on over, Valerie?
Welcome to Mondays with Millie, a podcast about the past with real relevance to the present day. I'm your host, Phil Cristofaro, and in this podcast series, I interview my 90-year-old mother-in-law, Doreen, who I affectionately call Millie, about her ordinary life and the extraordinary events which influenced it. Millie has witnessed firsthand some incredible things across 10 decades. This is a personal history which gives us some perspective about life's triumphs and challenges.
Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie.
Episode number 3, season 7 of Mondays with Millie. In episode 3, Millie is thrilled with the news that Kirsten and her family are on the move to St. Anne's-on-Sea for a year. Millie will enjoy some treasured memories with her young grandchildren, and she'll also be very patient in the process. Please enjoy this episode of Mondays with Millie.
And the way you like to dress, won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie?
After that, we decided to come and live in St. Anne's for a year.
You did, yes.
What do you remember about hearing the news that we decided to do that?
Oh, I couldn't believe it, that you're actually both taking a sabbatical and coming to spend a year with me. It was lovely. And of course, my bungalow is, I've only two bedrooms, so, well, I've three bedrooms actually now. I turned the dining room into another bedroom, but it wasn't big enough for all of us for a year. All right, for a short visit. So if you remember, I managed to find a bungalow for you, which was only 5 minutes away. And yes, and you, that's when you were teaching, weren't you? And Kirsten went back part-time to Victoria Hospital and was working there as a radiographer.
Yeah.
Well, actually, she didn't go there at first, did she? She got a job at the a private hospital, and she was there working, very bored, because it was straightforward X-ray, chest X-rays, and things like that. And she walked in one day, and I don't know what the operation was, but there was an operation going on. And the doctor recognised her and he said, "What are you doing here?" You know, so she said, "Oh," I explained. She was over on a 12-month visit. And the next thing was, she was having a lunch and there was a phone call for her. And it was this doctor and he said, "Oh, I've been speaking to your old boss." This is from Victoria Hospital, head of radiography. And he said, can you come over and have a chat? So she went over and had a chat. And the next thing was, come on, we want you to work here with us. You know, that's not for you there. You come and work for us, you see. So she finished up back in her old department where she'd trained. Yes.
Which she was very happy about.
Was her, yes, she was.
Was her kind of gig, yes. Really, wasn't it? Yeah.
Yes.
A bit more,
yes.
Excitement, a bit more, just the emergency medicine is what she's...
Exactly, yes, that's right,
in.
Yes.
Mm.
Yes, she liked being in A&E, you know. Yeah.
I do remember feeling very fortunate to pick up a teaching job while I was there, actually, because... it wasn't like London where there were jobs here, there and everywhere and you could pick up teaching jobs. And I think I did about 6 weeks of supply teaching and then I was lucky enough to get a job at Steyning Church of England School.
you found that quite an experience, didn't you?
Well, I did. Those children, and I'm still connected to some of them through Facebook, actually. One of them's just got a teaching job, actually, I found out the other day, which made me feel very old. But But they were a very lovely group of children, and I made some good friendships there. I really enjoyed my year. Do you remember I used to ride my bike a couple of days a week because we only had one car?
Yes.
And, yeah, I remember riding in the rain and through the winter. That wasn't much fun. through the farmer's muck field, that was a bit smelly at certain times of the year. But
and of course you had to take your guitar on Fridays.
yep, the guitar went on Fridays. We had a bit of fun. We had Australian rules footballs hanging from every table, and I took a footy along and did some physical education lessons with an Aussie rules football. That was good fun too. Yeah, very, very fond memories. What was it like spending time with your grandchildren?
Well, that was wonderful, really, because if you remember, I used to take them to school, you know, because, of course, you and Kirsten had to set off much earlier, and then you'd drop them off with me, and they had a second breakfast with me, and then I took them to school and picked them up from school. Certain days of the week, you know, when Kirsten was working. And it was lovely, really. And on Monday afternoons, of course, Flynn was at school, but Niamh was at the nursery, you see. And on Monday afternoon, she only went half time on a Monday. And I picked her up at lunchtime. And we used to have a concert every Monday afternoon. And she was how old would she be then? She was only tiny, wasn't she?
Well,
was she three?
She was three, yeah, when we first got
there. Yes, three. And so we used to have this concert, you know, and she had she would insist on having my best tablecloth, had to be the best one, and that was a screen, and she'd go behind there, and that was her dressing room, and then she'd come out, you know, with something up, dressed up and dancing and singing for me. We used to have some lovely times on Monday afternoon until it was time to go and pick Flynn up from school. Yes, treasured memories, those.
Well, she had it in her blood, didn't she? She's now singing the introduction to your podcast episodes on a weekly basis. So she's still got that connection right through. Mm.
Yes. And we had a reindeer, a singing reindeer that Tom had bought. He always bought crazy toys. And it still comes out, but it's lost its voice now. And it used to play a really giddy tune, this reindeer. And she'd sit this reindeer on a tiny stool. You have the stool in your house now, the tiny stool. And she'd sit this reindeer on the stool, you know, and switch him on. And then she used to dance to this music, you see.
Was she any trouble?
No. Well, no, not on their own, but they used to argue quite a bit in the back of the car on the way home. And I think they were probably tired, you know, and they'd get a bit argumentative. And she could hold her own, you know, with Flynn. And I remember one time they were arguing and it got a bit loud. And I stopped the car and shouted at them. And I said, they were both so amazed at me, absolutely shouting at the top of my voice. And they were quiet. They never opened their mouths again till I got home. No, shout, I will not move this car if you don't stop arguing. It was crazy, really.
Well, held it back for a special occasion, didn't you? Pulled it out at the right moment. That's the best way to use it, really.
Yeah, they were very quiet all the way home. Yeah. Well, there were no trouble. There were no trouble at all.
Well, Flynn, I don't know. Your memory's so good. You'll remember, but Flynn had done 6 or 7 months of prep, which is our equivalent of reception, the first year of primary school in Australia. And we had I remember in May chatting to, we had parent-teacher interviews for the half-year reports. And I remember talking to the his prep teacher about what she called Magic May. I hadn't heard this before, but prep teachers call it Magic May. You know, you get from the start of the school year in January, you get to May, the bell, you know, the penny starts to drop.
Yes.
I remember thinking, oh, you know, he's starting to catch on to this whole reading thing. He was, you know, showing a bit of progress. And we got to England and he started school in September and he went into a year two class and he'd been at school 6 months and these kids had obviously well ahead of him. And I think he got the shock of his life. and it actually, he did very well that year because he had to catch up to the other kids, which was sink or swim scenario. Mm. But he has very vivid memories of going to school in England, and very treasured memories. It's one of the things that we're so glad that we did, you know.
Yes. Yeah. It was wonderful for me. It was.
We had some good trips too. We went off to, where do we go? We went off to Spain.
We went to Spain, didn't we? Benidorm. Well, it wasn't. It was outside Benidorm, and you rented that house, and it was on a golf course estate, wasn't it?
It was.
Yes.
Yeah, it was.
Yes. Do you remember we got lost, didn't we, arriving there?
Well, there were no. No
round
maps.
In circle.
Yeah, and there were no phones that had, you know, Google Maps or Apple Maps or anything on it. We had just had these directions and it was very late at night. And we drove.
And there was no street lighting. No street lighting at all. Mm.
And I think, what did we end up doing? Did we end up ringing the lady who owned the place, her friend?
We did eventually.
Yeah, her friend lived nearby and she was English, I think. And she ended up...
Do you remember the old lady? You stopped the car and you saw this old lady. It must have been 11 o'clock at night. And you spoke to her in Spanish, your Spanish anyway. And she nodded, yes, and beckoned to us to follow her. And you drove the car very slowly and she was ahead of us and she kept motioning which way we had to go, and she took us to the left and left again and left again and left again, and we finished up where we started, and then she waved to us and wandered off.
Yes, I remember that. That was a great one of the great stitch-ups of Benidorm.
Yes, absolutely.
She saw us coming a mile away, didn't she? Mm.
Yes.
Yeah.
She did.
Teach me to try very poor Spanish on home soil. Mm.
And the following morning, I mean, we were all so tired and exhausted, weren't we? We just collapsed when we got there eventually. I think it was about 2 o'clock in the morning we went to bed. And I woke up in the morning and I wandered through into the living room. And you were all sat on outside on the steps. It was a beautiful day and you were sat there drinking coffee and whatnot, the four of you. And, the children weren't drinking coffee, but they were drinking something. And I walked through to greet you and didn't realise that there was a plate glass doorway there, you know, patio door with no handle, nothing to show that there was glass there. And I walked smack into it. Do you remember? I knocked myself out.
Yes.
And you started laughing, all of you. I suppose I must have looked ridiculous, you know, bang, straight into the glass.
We didn't have to take you to hospital then, did we?
Oh, no. I came round within a few seconds, but I went, I was knocked me for six, you know. I just had a lump on my head. It was quite funny.
Something to remember the trip by.
Mm. Yeah. Yes, it was quite funny. But the children, they just kept saying, why did you do that?
I remember arriving. Do you remember we arrived in the country? I think we'd only been there about a week, and you had an internet connection, and I went on and bought that sound, that little PA system, on eBay from some guy in Manchester.
Oh yes.
And I had to borrow your car and drive. Yeah. All the way to, so it was on the outskirts somewhere, and it took me ages to find it. And I came back and I barely fit it into the car. There was that much stuff. This guy had been going back to Australia. He sold the whole lot to me for, I think, £200 or something. He was just happy to be rid of it. And Kirsten, when she saw how much gear I had in the end, she nearly fell over. She said, what are we going to do with that? I did a few.
Well, we all thought you were a bit crazy anyway.
Well, I probably was, but.
Driving all the way to Manchester. But to you, it's nothing, is it, you see? You know, it's 60-odd miles to us, but you wouldn't even think twice about that.
Oh, that's nothing. It's nothing if you know where you're going. If you're hopelessly lost, it's a bit of an epic journey. But I remember trying to get, it took. That PA system sat in your loft for about two years after we left, and we had to get it back to Australia in pieces. I remember that.
Yeah. Well, I've got news for you. I found something only a few weeks ago in the loft, and I thought, what on earth is this? And it was a folder with all sorts of paperwork in, and when I looked at it, it was your paperwork from the school. When you were over here.
Oh, really?
It's still here waiting for you.
Oh, well, if I want to get another teaching job in staining, I can take it back and say, I've proof. I want my old job back.
Yes, I was amazed. I thought, what on earth is all this paperwork, you know? Well, sometimes I go out by myself and I look across the water. Think of all the things, what you do. In my head I paint a picture. Since I've come on home, well, my buddy's been a mess. And I miss your ginger hair and the way you like to dress. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of it. Why don't you come on over, Valerie?
And that concludes episode 3, season 7 of Mondays with Millie. In the next episode, Paul is off to live in Scotland with Sylvia and an army of dogs. Chris takes over command of HMS Bulwark, and Millie misses them both dearly. We look forward to your company again next week. Since I've come on home, well, my body's been a mess. And I've missed your ginger hair and the way you like to dress.
dress. Won't you come on over? Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Valerie. And I look across the water, and I think of all the things, what you're doing. In my head I paint a picture.
Mondays with Millie is an eLearn production. Editing and dodgy guitar work by yours truly, Phil Cristofaro. Vocal work by Millie's granddaughter, Neve.
Stop making a fool out of me. Why don't you come on over, Valerie? Come on over, Valerie.